Pastor Dwayne's testimony, but your testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to give a testimony. I have two. Okay, I have two for today. I have two testimonies for today, but I'll look at the clock and make a decision on one of them. And we'll let the Holy Spirit have His way, being that the Holy Spirit is here right now having His way. Who am I to adjust that? I want that to continue. Amen? Let the Holy Spirit have His way. The gifts of the Spirit are present here. And the gifts of the Spirit can move sometimes when someone's speaking. Someone's teaching the Word of God. You think they have to say, "Thus saith the Lord." No, they don't have to say, "Thus saith the Lord." That's something that we do, and there's nothing wrong with that. Thank you. Perfect. They don't have to say, "Thus saith the Lord." The gifts of Spirit can move while Pastor Dwayne's giving his testimony, whether he says that or not. And whoever the Lord has speak or share a testimony or whatever it might be, a word, like we do on Monday night prayer, somebody gives a word, and sure enough, it's just the word for you. And I believe that God has the people here that He wants here. Our steps are ordered of the Lord. And it's not an accident that I'm sharing today, but I'm nothing like you without God. Amen? With God, we can do all things through Christ. Glory to God. Well, I'm getting excited. I'm getting ahead of myself, too. Nothing like a little water to get the Spirit. No, I won't say. One preacher said, "Nothing like a little paper to get a fire going." I've got some paper, and sometimes it's my best friend. Sometimes the paper is my best friend, and sometimes the paper is my worst enemy because of my penmanship. Okay. Well, thanks for letting me speak. There has to be an open door in our hearts, too. It's, you know, Pastor Dwayne said I could speak. That's one open door, but your hearts is another open door. And we've already prayed over. This service has been prayed about. And so our hearts are opened. Amen? So I'm talking about the power of testimony. And my prayer is that I will be able to say something through the course of this time together. Say something that will minister to you at the point of your greatest need. That God would meet you at the point of your greatest need. I am so tempted to give the testimony now, but it's not time yet. Truth gives light, and the entrance of the Word bringeth light. The entrance of the Word. So let's turn in our Bibles to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. God must want this congregation, our congregation, God must want us to know about testimony. He must want that because it's coming up last week, it's coming up this week. And if we know Pastor Dwayne, it'll come up next week. Praise the Lord. Revelation 12:11. I'm learning. We're still new here. We've been at this church for 7 months. Been at this church for 7 months, but of course we're newbies. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited about God today. God is so good. Revelation 12:11. "And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." Sometimes God calls us to lay down our lives. Sometimes He calls us, you know, some folks say, "I'll die for you, Jesus, I'll die for you, Jesus." Yeah, that's commendable. Be willing to die for Jesus. People are dying for Jesus all around the world. That's going on. That's why we need to pray. Amen. We need to pray for the saints of God throughout the whole planet. But some of us won't die for Jesus. He's called us to live for Jesus. Live for Jesus. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. He's called us to live for Him. Amen? Amen. Well, it's kind of quiet, but it was good anyway. So back to Revelation 12:11. And they overcame Him. What they? Look at verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of Christ. For the accuser, everybody say accuser. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Who is the accuser? Somebody had it right, and they said it quiet. Who is the accuser of the brethren? Satan, the devil. Amen. The next verse is good news. And they, talking about the saints of God, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. God has promised to you and me victory. Oh, hallelujah. Victory. Sweet, sweet, sweet victory. Amen? And there wouldn't be victory if there wasn't a battle. Amen? And so I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Because I grew up in the Word of Faith movement. I grew up also in the Charismatic movement and the Jesus movement. Praise God, God is moving again. Hallelujah. God is moving again. Glory be to God. We talked about over the whole planet. Revival is on now. Glory to God. We got to quit saying revival's going to come. We got to quit saying that. Because our confession is more positive than that. Our confession is according to Scripture. That in the last days, He said, in the last days, say last days. In the last days, I will pour forth my Spirit upon all flesh. All flesh. You have flesh. I have flesh. The Lord reminds me of that every once in a while. We were talking about discipline earlier. Every once in a while, I'm reminded of my flesh. Doesn't want to do what God wants me to do. And praise God. Thank God for good teaching that tells you that's your flesh. Amen. That's your flesh. Deny your flesh. We talk about living for Jesus. Part of living for Jesus is dying to our own flesh. Amen? Dying to our own flesh. I could get off here, but it's good. All right, so what was I talking about? And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Victory, He promised us sweet, sweet victory. But victory comes only after battle. Victory comes only after battle, and we would be doing a disservice if we didn't talk about some of the troubles that come to Christians in life. And I grew up, that's what I was saying, I grew up in some of those earlier movements. And for a little bit, the word of faith got off. Is that all right to say? For a little bit. And not everybody got off. Not everybody got off. But large numbers of people did. Say amen if you know that's true. It's true. And so we have to admit when we get off and correct it and get back on. Say amen, somebody. Because God's doing revival now on the earth. And I've always wanted to be where God is. I've always wanted to be where the Holy Spirit's moving. And thank God at this church, Foundations Christian Fellowship, it's not only the Word of God, but it's the Holy Spirit too. Amen? Amen. Amen. I keep wanting to go to that testimony, and I'm supposed to do... I'm excited about it. There's a poll in this room. There's a poll in this room. Poll's a good thing. Poll is a good thing. Praise the Lord. Do I need anything on here anymore? No. All right. Put that down. drink some more water. There it is. This life has tests, trials, and troubles. Temptations. Say amen, somebody. Persecutions and all kinds of stuff. And we don't have to go into in-depth teaching on all the bad things that can happen to Christians. How many know that sometimes, I'm not asking you to confess it, but I'm telling you that sometimes bad things happen to good people. Okay, you don't have to wave your hand, I guess, either. But sometimes stuff happens, and I'm going to tell you some things that happened to us. And it wasn't pretty. Everybody say it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty, but let's turn to 1 Peter 1, 5 through 7. This time the notes are my friend. 1 Peter, that's in the New Testament. First Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7 says, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." So it's talking about us again. Verses 6 and 7 say, "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations." Does your Bible say that or something like it in another translation? In heaviness through manifold temptations? Talking about Christians. Verse 7, "And the trial of your faith, being more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory." Everybody say glory.
Glory.
"At the appearing of Jesus Christ." You know, Jesus is coming. He's coming again.
Amen.
He's coming again. That's what this revival is all about.
Right.
This revival is all about preparing the way. Preparing the way. He's on his way. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
He's coming. He said he's coming again quickly. That's what he said. I don't know everything about it. I don't have a chart where I can show you all the signs of the times. But I do know he's going to keep his word. And I know that, and you know that. And so I'm getting excited just talking about it. Just talking about it. That's why the Spirit's moving in our church services. The Holy Spirit is moving according to as he wills. He's preparing the way. He's preparing the hearts. I could say, and I sense this by the Holy Spirit right now, God has been calling us to a deeper walk, a closer walk with him.
Yes.
He's been calling us to a closer walk with him. And for that to happen, our flesh has to die.
Yes.
We have to deny ourselves some things in order to have a closer walk with him. I remember Sister Catherine Coleman saying this, that there were many people, and she actually said men, many men called to the ministry that I have. She said that. An amazing miracle ministry. God used her in miracles and healings and the gifts of the Spirit. Amen? And she said that many men before her were called to the very ministry that she was doing, but they were not willing to pay the price. They were not willing to pay the price. And she was willing. She was willing to pay the price and make herself available. And the Spirit moved through her. Isn't that something? And that speaks to me right now today. I hope it speaks to everybody here. But we will see the fruit thereof. Amen? We will see the fruit thereof. All right. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. First Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. It says, be sober, be vigilant. Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We're not alone, are we? There's no man that walks alone. No man walks alone if you're with Jesus. You've got Jesus, and you've got the body of Christ. You've got the body of Christ. One more verse before I give the testimony. Do I have one more or two more? Well, one more. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Just establishing the truth that you already know. Sounds like established heart. 1 Corinthians 10:13. When it comes to temptations, tests, and trials, we all face them. It's common. Amen? So let's read what we can expect. Verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it, that you may be able to come through with victory. Say amen, somebody. Amen. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. Everybody say common. And that's what the devil throws at us, things that are common. It may sound a little different than your brother's temptation. It may look a little different. But the devil really doesn't have any new tricks. He doesn't have any new tricks. He's not creative. He's not creative. And I'm telling you, it's good news. Our God is a creative God. So we got to quit saying there's no way. We got to quit saying there's no way. The devil says you can't get there from here. But we need to say no way. My God is a way maker. He's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. Don't you love that song? Oh, praise God. That song kept me the last 2 weeks. That song just kept coming back to me. And it was Hillary and Diana singing it. In my heart, in my mind, it would come up from my spirit. And I'm not going to sing it. But it was such a blessing. Those songs are important. The scripture songs. The word songs. Like that last song there. That's directly from heaven. The Revelation song. That's directly from heaven. Somebody was given that by the Holy Ghost and wrote it. Amen? Well, God's a creative God. He's not done writing songs. He's not done writing songs. In fact, He wants to write songs more than sometimes we want to receive them and write them. He wants it more than we want. Isn't that something? But our God is a creative God. And He'll make a way where there is no way. Amen? We've got to take the limits off of God. We've got to take the limits off of God. Glory be to God. Sometimes I just feel like preaching just a little bit. It's like there's an amazing group here today. And I'm excited. Glory be to God. So before I brought notes for my testimony because I can tend to wander, okay? Judy is the chronological one. She can just step by step. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody in our family can take one foot after the other. and take chronological steps. But I can tend to wonder, so I wrote this down, so hope that doesn't bother you when I read some things. But let's just do it. After graduation from Rhema in 1992, Pastor Judy and I, or Judy and I, who do we call Pastor? anyway, praise God. We have the victory, don't we? After graduation from Rhema in 1992, Judy and I pioneered a church in Burnsville and Savage, Minnesota, which you know. We did all the things that you do. You gather a group, you meet in a house, you have a vision, you listen to God, you obey God, and you launch forward, and we bought a church property. We built a building, and then 26 years, everybody say 26 years. 26 years went by, but they didn't go by empty. Glory be to God. People were saved in those 26 years. Glory to God. People were filled with the Spirit in those 26 years. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. People were Spirit-filled in those 26 years. People were saved. People were healed. Glory be to God. People were given godly counsel. Say amen, somebody. And we treasure those years. More importantly, we were blessed. It was our blessing to be able to do that. Last year, we were led after much prayer. Everybody say much prayer. After much prayer and godly counsel, we were led to close the church. It was time for a new season. Without knowing it, I had, over time, become depressed. I had become personally depressed. Pastor, why are you telling us this? Because it's the truth. Because it's the truth. The depression was very real, and it was a very, very dark place. And I don't know if anybody here has ever faced depression, but you might have faced something else, some other mountain. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." It was a mountain. You might be facing a mountain. You might be facing a mountain. You might know somebody else that's facing a mountain. We can join together in prayer and speak to those mountains. Say amen, somebody. But this happened, and it was dark, and I know now today that that darkness was not the will of God for my life. It was not the will of God for my life. But sometimes when you're facing a mountain, sometimes the shadow of the thing dims the light, like our pastor's been teaching us, to turn the light on, let the light shine brighter. Walk in the light of God's Word. Amen? Amen. And sometimes we have to be aware of the strategies of the devil, the subtleties of the devil. Sometimes it just comes up right in your face and says, "Boo." Well, we know what to do about that. You say, "Boo back in Jesus' name." Because the spirit of fear is afraid. That's why you feel afraid when it's around. The spirit of fear is afraid of the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, we have a name that's above every other name. The attack of the enemy greatly affected every aspect of my life. Not Pastor Judy, though. She's so victorious all the time. Well, she is. Amen. But praise God for a godly spouse. Anybody have a godly spouse? Praise God. Thank God for that every day. I pulled back from fellowship, and I pulled away from other people. How many know that was wrong? That was another mistake. That was another error to pull back. Now, all this was approximately 9 months ago. 9 months ago. And something began to happen. Praise God. Praise God. All the Word of God. Every chance you get to hear God's Word, take it. Yes. Take it. Sometimes your behind gets tired when the service goes long, but that's dying to your flesh. That's part of dying to your flesh. No, my spirit needs this. It's spirit food. I'm eating and I'm exercising. I'm eating and I'm exercising. I'm eating and I'm exercising spiritually. Spiritually. God is giving you spirit food. The Bible says that the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in the time of trouble. Say amen. And so what happened was something started bubbling up. I was remembering songs. I'm talking about word songs. I'm talking about Bible believing songs. I would remember them. Judy would say to me, just play worship music today. Just play worship music. And some of the songs I'd turn off. I'd turn them off because it wasn't feeding my spirit. It wasn't according to the Word. But other songs are a blessing. Amen? Amen. And they're anointed of God. And so I would do that. But something started happening. And then I got a phone call. As the Lord was leading us about the end of our church time at Three Rivers Church, as He was leading us there, so we knew that, we were praying in tongues. And for a while, I couldn't pray in English. I couldn't pray in English for a while. But thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I began to pray in the Spirit. That's all I could do, was pray in the Spirit. So I began to pray in the Spirit. And I began to say, thank you, Jesus. Because I know you can't thank Him too much. We can't thank Him too much. When I got filled with the Spirit as a young Christian in 1972, the person that prayed with me to get filled with the Spirit said, just realize that when you speak in tongues, you're thanking and praising God. I said, oh, yeah, okay, well, I want that. If there's another way to praise Him, I want in on that.
Amen.
Praise God. I want to sing praises. I want to speak. You know, giving a testimony is praising God. Giving a testimony is praising God. And God is speaking to this church about giving your testimonies. And it can be about my salvation testimony is a whole other story that I won't be able to give. I can tell you that right now. I won't be able to give it today. But this testimony is something that happens to an old Christian guy. Something that happens as a Christian, I think, is worth something to somebody. It doesn't have to be depression. It can be another mountain. It can be another problem. It can be another trouble that a Christian brother or sister is facing. But I tell you, the Spirit, you can't keep a faith man down. You can beat him. You can push him. You can accuse him. You can condemn him. But there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And a faith man's like one of these big old springs you see in trucks. And the thing is so big and heavy, you can't hardly push it down. But when that truck is rolling, it gets pushed down. But the thing about faith is you can push it and you can shove it and you can beat upon it, but it's coming back up. Amen? And I've got to tell you this. I don't usually say what the devil said to me, but the lie was that I would never preach again. That was the lie. Everybody say the lie. And we have to identify what's truth and what's a lie. What's truth and what's a lie? And when Pastor Duane called and said, I'd like you to speak next Sunday, I said, ha, ha, ha on the devil. But I actually said it way before. I actually said it way before. And so, I'm speaking. God is good. God is so good, we can't stop praising Him. God is so good, we can't stop praising Him. And so the phone rang, and it was Pastor Duane on the phone. And I was not answering the phone for quite some time. And I looked at my phone, it said Duane Hansen, and I picked it up. He asked me how I was doing, and I told him my faith confession, which is the right thing to do. There's nothing wrong with that. Praise God, doing great. Hallelujah, I got victory in Jesus. Then he said, how are you really doing? What? He did have to say that, didn't he? And he was being a good brother. He was being a good brother who's really honing in on what's going on. Because he said, I want to pray for you. I care about you and I want to pray for you. And then he said, we talked a little bit, and I told him what was going on, and I ended it with, but the Word says. But the Word says. And we both agreed, what does the Word say about this? And he said, if you're in trouble and you need help and you want to talk to somebody, my phone is open to you 24/7. And I knew he meant it. Sometimes people say you can call any time, but they don't want you to call at 2 a.m. But he really meant it. And that meant something to me. And at the time, Judy and I were praying about what church to go to as the Lord was leading us. And we knew what was coming. The Holy Spirit showed you things to come. And the one thing I didn't want to do is go church shopping. The one thing I visualized, oh, well, we could go here. All I had to do is think twice. Okay, we could go here and, Lord, what awaits us there? Because there was three things that we wanted in a church. Three things. Number one, we wanted the Word of God. We wanted the Word of God to be the final authority. The final authority. A lot of people speak scriptures. Oh, I really like that church. They shared the Word of God. And what else did they share? I'm telling the truth now. And what else did they share? We want the Word of God, number one. We want the Holy Spirit. We want the Holy Spirit to be welcomed there. And we want the Holy Spirit in the people. That's number three. It's important what church you go to. It's important. It's not just, oh, let's just go there. I feel like going there. Oh, let's just go there. Everybody else is going there. Well, when you walk with God, you find out that He has a say in where we go to church. My brother, my sister, I know I'm preaching the choir now. You're here today. I know I'm preaching to choir now, but it bears repeating. It's important that we listen to God in a decision so important as where we go to church. Where we go to church. It'll affect your life, spirit, soul, and body. It'll affect your family. It'll affect your home. Praise God. Now, one thing is to go to a church where the pastors have a good marriage. Is that simple, isn't it? It's that simple. Somebody say, well, are you accusing somebody else? No. I was praying about one pastor one time. I was complaining to God. If you put it bluntly, I was complaining to God. What gives with that over there? And God said, "Leave him, you know, never you mind. Never you mind. He's mine. He belongs to me, and I'll deal with him." That's what the Lord showed me. And so we were looking for those three things. We talked to each other and said, are you sensing? I'm sensing we're supposed to go to Pastor Dwayne and Mary's church, which used to be Established Heart, and we found out has a new name, Foundations Christian Fellowship. And so we did. The Sunday after our last service, we came here to this fellowship, and the witness of the Holy Spirit was there. The Holy Spirit was there. The Word of God was there. There was a guest speaker that day. So we wanted to hear Pastor Dwayne or Mary. There was a guest speaker, missionary. I can't tell you what his name was or anything like that. And then so, we're going to have to come back next week. We came back next week. Pastor Dwayne and Mary were gone. And Pastor Sean was speaking. Sean Hawkes. And then there's the other Sean. So I listened to the other Sean. I'll just say this. I listened to the other Sean online on the website. And it was a tremendous blessing. Praise God. And I saw three things. For one, we came in the doors and Susie Smith was greeting. Do you remember that day? Maybe not. But it's probably more meaningful to us than you. But, you know, it really meant something to be greeted with a wholehearted greeting. And coincidentally, we knew her lots of years ago, okay? Many, many years ago. And she said to us, "Bible Man," which is a children's character we used to mess around with. And so that was a tremendous blessing. But not just the greeter greeted us. Whole families came and greeted us. Mom, Dad, four kids came and greeted us. Amen? Sean greeted us. The other Sean greeted us. Amen? And we got greeted so many times, we're just spinning around. Yeah, hi to you too. Hi to you too. It's fantastic. And I want to say this. We need the body of Christ. God has called people to a local body. Even if you're in the ministry, God wants you to be sent forth. Amen? We're sent forth from Rhema. We're sent forth from our local church. Glory be to God. God wants us to have a pastor. Say amen, somebody. Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem, and he said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how long shall it be that I'm calling you and trying to gather you?" He said, I'm gathering. God's a gatherer. He wants us to gather together. And certainly we can't gather together with the entire planet. So he calls us to a local church. In the Bible, in the book of Acts, they had churches in houses. But they also had the megachurch, didn't they? The church at Ephesus? Yeah, megachurch. All right? But they also had in the city of Ephesus, they also had house churches. Amen? So you know they had big churches and little churches and in-between churches. This church is growing. This church, Foundations Christian Fellowship, is growing. And I have the vision, and I got it from you. I got it from you, listening to you at the prayer group. And I don't have all of it because I'm growing and I'm learning. But I have some things, and one thing is, there will be standing room only. Amen. In this sanctuary. Standing room only. People cometh. People are coming to, Three Rivers. People are coming to Foundations Christian Fellowship. Say amen, somebody. But more importantly than the numbers, there's something more important than the numbers, and that's the quality of the ministry of the body. Now I'm going to pick a verse to kind of, I'm not done, but I'm going to pick a verse that kind of applies to my testimony, okay? And that's Ephesians 4. Pastor's been sharing this verse, so I get to share it too. Ephesians chapter 4, Verse 16, we need to be in a local body, and we need to speak out of our heart. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. We need to reach out and greet. I want to say it again. I cannot say too many times how important it was to me. I was in battle at the time that we came, the first Sunday we came. I was in a battle. The devil was bidding for my soul, and I was saying no. But it was a battle. And I was greeted, and I was befriended, and people were supportive. I'm telling you, that's important for all of us to be. And I said, I want to be one of them. I want to be like that. I want to be a greeter at Foundations Christian Fellowship. Where do I sign up, right? And because I've been trying to meet everybody and learn their names. And we've got a little booklet, and we're keeping the names, and we're rehearsing them because we want to know everybody's name. It's important. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Say every part. Oh, that was kind of weak. Say every part.
Every part.
Every part. Making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. That's what God wants a local body to be doing all the time. Amen? That's why I like to be Facebook friends with people from church. Like to be Facebook friends because you're making contact. You're having a point of contact where you can give a little supply of an encouragement. A little blessing. Oh, that's really good that you did that. Thanks for putting that on Facebook. Praise God. And so we do. Glory be to God. And I would like everybody, if you wouldn't mind standing to your feet, we'll close. Thank you for receiving Judy and myself as members of your church, accepted us, embraced us, and we accept you. And embrace you too. Praise God. That's the way it's supposed to be. And God is leading us and directing us. And what in the world we're supposed to be doing here? But I've got to end on a victory note. 1 John 5:4. We get to stand and stretch a little bit. We got room for just a little more. 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And we know that faith cometh. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Faith comes to us. There's different kinds of faith. There's different measures of faith. And there's different sizes of faith. Little faith, no faith, great faith. But you and I have faith. Oh, by the way, the trial of your faith being more precious than gold. That means, devil, you're a liar, because I must have faith. I must have some faith. I'm being tested like this. Oh, you said I'm not going to preach again. Well, I must be going to preach again. Say amen, somebody. Because you're a liar. I had one friend that the Lord just used me to minister to, just a friend at church, the local body. Actually, he didn't go to church, but I brought him to church. So he'd go if I brought him. But he called me. And he had some special needs, so he spoke with a kind of a twist in his speech. But he said, Mike, and he was crying, and he's an adult, and he said, Mike, the devil told me I'm going to hell. The devil told me I'm going to hell. And I said, well, that's good news. Well, what do you mean? The devil's a liar. You sure the devil told you that? Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. The devil told me I'm going to hell. I said, well, you're on your way to heaven, brother.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Let's shine the light on that one. All right. Romans chapter 8. And I'll close with that verse. That'll be my last little section of verses. Do you see how I did that? Romans chapter 8, and verse 37 says, nay, in all these things, what things? Well, we'll read that as we close. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
Yes.
Through Him that loved us. And so we have up a little further up above here, verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge against God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Isn't God good? He was good yesterday. He's good today. And He'll be good tomorrow. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
God is good. Well, let's pray and thank God for His Word. Father, we thank You so much. We thank You that You are good. And we thank You that Your mercy endureth forever. We thank You, Lord God, that no matter what we face in this life, as a Christian, Lord God, we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. We have been given the victory through the redemption of Jesus Christ by His own blood. Christ hath redeemed us. Thank You, Lord God. I'm redeemed. Just say that with me. I'm redeemed. One, two, three. I'm redeemed. One, two, three. I'm redeemed. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. God is good. Glory to God. Well, thank you so much for listening. It takes two to tango. It takes somebody's going to preach and somebody needs to listen. So thank you for listening. And say, I have faith. All right. Thank you. You're dismissed. Men's meeting next Saturday. Special guest speaker at the men's meeting. Is he coming Sunday too? Probably coming Sunday. Oh no, I thought he was scheduled for August. Well, that will be August. Yeah.
Good.